Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Today, I would like to share the last session of this sermon, How Can We Bring Glory to God? The last two times, we learned about the definition of the glory. If you miss those two times, you can get the CD. We learned that the word the glory of God means three things. Number one, the standards of His moral excellence. Number two, His divine perfect attributes. He is awesome. He is powerful. His love is unfathomable. His grace is beyond what you can understand. His wisdom is infinite. His knowledge is without limit. His power, everything. His love. So we are worshiping the Almighty God, the God that deserves all the honor and glory. And last Sunday, we learned that the word the glory also means the manifest presence, heavy, weighty presence of God. And that's what happened to Pun last Sunday, that the presence of God was upon her. She cried, she drank, God spoke to her. So we will talk about that in detail later on in this year. But today, I would like to finish this sermon. Today we're going to come to the point that how we can really live our life to give glory to God. I mentioned last Sunday that as Christians, we need to recognize the glory of God. As Christians, we need to honor the glory of God. We need to praise the glory of God. We need to declare and reflect. When people see us, we are like a mirror that the glory of God will shine to us and reflect to touch other people. We should be a mirror of the light of God. Amen. We should bring the light to society. Not only that, we should live for the glory of God. The glory of God is something He possesses. You cannot add anything more, and you cannot take anything out of Him. He possesses His glory, His attributes, His power, His presence. And I mentioned last Sunday that there are only two things in the world, two beings in the world that don't give glory to God. Number one, fallen angels and demons. They don't give glory to God. Number two, sinners. Sinners reject to give glory to God. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. When we sin, we don't give glory to God. When we say wrong things, when we have bad attitudes, we don't give glory to God. And I want to tell you, the most important accomplishment, the best accomplishment that you can do in this one life is not to own a big company, is not to be a very famous realtor, to be a great businessman, to have a big millions-dollar budget company, not to be a great neurosurgeon. I'm glad that people in society respect me as a good neurosurgeon. But that's not my greatest desire. My greatest desire is not to accomplish what I can do in the world. But I pray that your great desire, the accomplishment that you want to do on earth, is to live your life for the glory of God. That should be your greatest desire. You know, we have only one life to live, and we don't want to make mistake in this life. The worst and the biggest mistake we can make is to live our own life day by day and forget about giving glory to God. Look at what Jesus said. Look at Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, who I have created for my glory. Everyone say with me. I was created for God's glory. So you exist on earth. You live on earth here to give glory to God. Look at what Jesus said in John chapter 17 verse 4. I brought glory to you here on earth by doing everything you told me to do. So, whenever you do what God tells you to do, birds give glory to God when they fly. Is that right? The flower, the rose, when it blooms beautiful, it gives glory to God. Amen? God created everything for purposes. Amen. When you see a horse running and carry people on the back, the horses do that job. They give glory to God. Amen. Whenever the creation fulfills the purpose that God wants them to do, then those things in the creation give glory to God. The bird will not give glory to God if the bird tries to swim. The fish, how many people love snorkeling? I love snorkeling. One of my best things to do. I mean, I just love to swim in Maui and Hawaii and saw all the fish, all the colors. And when I saw the fish swim in the water, I know that those fish give glory to God. The same thing. You need to find who you are, what God called you to be and to do, and you just do those things. Fulfill it. Do it. Not everyone is called to be a pastor, a preacher, but you're called to do something for God. You're called. God created you to a specific purpose. Amen? And if you fulfill what God called you to do, you give glory to God. Today I'd like to mention a few things. How you can give glory to God, and I will give you the scripture to prove that I'm not teaching my own idea. There are many ways that we can give glory to God in general. Every Christian should do all these things. But specifically, each of you is called to do specific thing. I thank God that God gave us Bomb to play drum in a church. Every time he played drum, he gave glory to God. Amen. I thank God for many of you who are called to be care group leaders. And you really serve God as a care group leader. You open your homes. Thank God, God created Vanji to be a worship leader. And every time she led worship, she gave glory to God. Thank God for Sandy, who corrected the lesson for me. We tried to write lesson, but I'm not excellent in English like you. So you helped me to put the words together beautifully. I thank God for Jolina, that every time I walk down from the stage, she will come with a piece of paper and help me to have the right pronunciation on the pulpit. Thank God for Jolina, help the pastor to speak English correctly. Amen. I know I still speak English wrong sometimes, and many times, every time, because English is not my mother tongue language, but I try. Thank God for Kun San that took my MP3 and put in a CD. And then thank God for Brian that made the sound in the CD so beautiful. Thank God for Yoko that run the business and support her pastor and support the church and always sit there on Sunday to bless my heart. You do what you are called to do. You give glory to God. But I want to share about five things that every Christian should do to give glory to God. And number one, I'd like to read this scripture. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Romans chapter 15 verse 7. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, If you have love for one another. My dear brother and sister, if you want to give glory to God, you need to love one another. To be a Christian is not just a matter of believing. But to be a Christian is a matter also of belonging. We belong to a local church. We belong to a local family of God. And to be a Christian also is a matter of learning to love one another. I know that some members in the church make it on your nerves sometimes. The way he walk, the way he talk. But I want to encourage all of you. Our job, our responsibility, our calling is to love everyone. Not to reject. That's why the Bible says receive one another. You know, we, as human, we have a tendency to just receive and welcome and talk to people that look like us, have the same culture. Thank God for the international church here that you can practice love. You know, so easy that all the Taiwanese can get together and speak. Santi bao you ni, ni hao ma, jai jian, xie xie. It's so easy for you to all speak in Mandarin together and eat the same thing, noodle and whatever. And so easy for Japanese to come together and say, ohayou gozaimasu, arigato gozaimasu. So easy. And then you eat sushi together. You eat udon, noodle together. It's easy. You can receive one another. It's easy for American to say, hi, how are you? What's up? What's up? You know? Hey, man. It's easy. And eat steak together. And pizza together. It's good. You know, I become more Americanized lately, actually. Don't take me wrong. I become more and more Americanized. But, you know, it's good that we can receive those who are different from us. Amen. 2 days ago, I woke up in the morning and God spoke to me. He said like this, son, how would you feel if your children fight each other in the house all the time? I said, I don't like it. And he asked me, how would you feel if your children love one another, support one another? He said to me, I feel the same way. When my children in the local church keep fighting, keep arguing, keep having problem with one another, I am grieved. The Spirit of God is grievous. It's very sad to see His people fighting one another with the little issue in the church. Amen. We should love one another. We should value one another. I want to teach you something. That instead of looking at somebody else's weaknesses and mistakes, so easy, I tell you, if I pull a piece of paper and write about weaknesses and mistakes of Shiren and Alicia, I can have a long list. Because they are humans. Giving compared to the standard of God, and they can do the same thing to me. I have a lot of shortcomings and weaknesses in my life, but our job is not to do that. We are not pulling a piece of paper, that's why the Bible warns us that we should not look at the dust of another person's eyes, in another person's eye, but we should forget about our own mistakes. That's happened all the time when you walk in carnality, is that to judge one another and always look at another person's mistake. No, we need to look at one another's goodness. I look at Matt. I see this man has been committed to the church. He support his wife to serve the pastor. Jane has done so much for me in the past few years. But he just say, Jane, go for it. Support the pastor. He just work and make money for her. Yeah. Hallelujah. And he just support behind the scene. And he just always come to me and tell me what I can improve personally. He really honor me. You know, I need to look at his goodness instead of judging him. Amen. If we can do that, we're going to love one another. We always appreciate one another. The Lord spoke to me another thing. He said this. How would you feel if you go out of town for 2 years and leave the house and give authority and responsibility to the biggest brother to look after that house? And you call back off and on to find out What's going on in the house? You are in another nation, another country, but you leave the house with the biggest brother who is 30 years old, try to run the business of the house, the business of the father. And every time the father called back, the oldest brother will say, oh, I'm in trouble. I really have a hard time here. All of my younger brothers and sisters give me a hard time. They always fight each other. They argue with one another. You think the father who is out of town going to be happy and worry? He's going to be worried. The same thing. God, Jesus has left to heaven. He left his home with the big brother that is the pastor. I'm a big brother. I look after the church. I believe that he looked from heaven. He wanted to see that all the brothers and sisters in the church love one another. Support the pastor or the biggest brother to accomplish whatever God called us to do. Amen. So I want to encourage all of you, if you want to give glory to God, don't spend time hating each other, fighting each other. But spend your energy loving one another. Amen. Can you promise God today that I will love my brothers and sisters? I want to encourage you today. Humble yourself. If you don't like somebody in the church and you kind of have that feeling, just make a choice today and go to that person and shake that person's hand and say, I loved you. I make a decision to love you today. I think humility will bring grace to you. Just make a decision to love that brother who give you a hard time sometime, off and on. Amen. Sometime. Not all the time. Actually, I thank God that John, I remember, if you don't mind to share this, when John first came to the church about 10 years ago, sometime I want to pull my hair off. He gave me a lot of hard time. I'm serious. I had two choices at that time. I really complained to God. I said, God, should I tell him to leave this church? Because, wow, he really gave me a hard time. Because he came out from the street. He has no training in the home. Never relate to people with authority. So when he come to me, I know that John will not mind share this. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Mom, no. You must accept him and love him, and he will be changed by the love of God. Amen. And I make that decision all this year to love John no matter what. Accept his differences from me. Accept his way and character and the personality, because I know one day God is going to change him. So we need to be patient with one another. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you be patient with one another? Love one another. Amen. Second thing, we bring glory to God by becoming like Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding, meaning looking intently, looking as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, as being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 11, I will read many scripture here to show you that to become like Christ is to give glory to God. Philippians 1:11, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So whenever you walk and reveal the fruits of righteousness to become more like Christ, then you give glory to God. 2 Peter 3:17 and 18 say, therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge. You need to grow in the grace and knowledge. The word knowledge means intimately knowing God. The more you hang out with Jesus, the more you know Jesus, the more you get his presence into your life, Savior Lord, then the more you know him, the more you become like him, to him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, for it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of that salvation perfect through suffering. My dear brother and sister, the more we become like Christ, the more we're going to bring glory to God. That should be our goal. Amen. We should set the goal that as they go by, I'm going to become more and more like Christ. Any things in my life that make me doesn't look like, not look like Christ, I'm going to throw away. I'm going to throw away from my life. I'm going to get rid of those things. I will pull off those things, but put on the new nature by the Spirit of God. Amen. You know, one of the reasons I stay in revival, in the touch of God, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, I know that sometimes it's so hard for me. I tell you, every pastor wants to grow the church. Every pastor wants to see the whole room full. Every pastor wants to see people come to the church and stay with our church. We don't want to see people leave. But every time I lay hand and people fall down, people laugh, and I see people sneak out and people don't want to come back here anymore. They don't understand that you cannot become like Christ without the Spirit of God. You can just learn the Bible knowledge for the rest of your life, just have a big head like this, but inside, never change. One day I woke up and God told me that, tell my congregation that when people fall down, laugh, drunk in the Holy Spirit, cry, whatever, shaking, it's not about that outward manifestation. It's about the change on the inside. And God wants to change on the inside. And that is the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle is not the blind can see, the deaf ear can hear, the leg come out, or people fly in the air. No, the greatest miracle is the changes of the heart and the spirit. And it's okay. It can be only done by the Spirit of God. God wants you to become like Christ. Amen. And it might start from your heart, from your spirit, not from the outside. God never expects you to wear beard and long hair like Jesus. It's an inside issue. That's why looking in the mirror, in the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's make a decision. Die to our flesh and change from glory to give the glory to God. I pray that next year, this year you're going to become more like Christ than last year. Amen. Next year you're going to become more like Christ. Don't sit idly. Say, I'm fine. I'm a Christian now. I'm saved. I can go to heaven. Nothing more. No, 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 no. You are running the race. You're trying to grow. You work out your salvation. You work out. You try. You fight the battle. You stand firm in faith. You want to grow in your faith. You want to grow in your love. You're fighting. You work out. Amen. Amen. I believe that if Christian life is just sitting idly doing nothing, it's going to be bored. I don't like that. I like challenge. Amen. That's why I become a neurosurgeon. It's challenge to open somebody's skull and see somebody's brain pulsating. It's challenge. I don't want to be a dermatologist. Nothing wrong about dermatologists. Not challenging enough to just look at somebody's skin rash and you have eczema. It's not challenging to me. I like to open somebody's skull, make a hole, open and see the brain pulsating and try to take tumor out of there. I believe the Christian life is challenging. Yeah. It's working out. It's fun. It's active, it's moving, it's from glory to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three, we bring glory to God by worshiping Him. The Bible says, use your whole body as a tool, Romans chapter 6 verse 13 in NLT, to do what is right for the glory of God. My dear brother and sister, to worship God, a lot of people misunderstand. A lot of people think that worship means singing slow song. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Oh, that's worship. No, 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 no. Worship is not just singing. Worship is not just raising your hand. Worship means like this. Mean make God enjoy you. Make God happy with you. When God look at you and He smile, you know, actually this happened yesterday. I went to Chinatown and we have about 10 or 12 people there passing Christian track in the rain. We all wet. And we passed Christian track. People walk by. While I was walking in Chinatown with the brother and sister, I start to have laughter. I want to laugh.
Then the Holy Ghost, oh, I have to hold back because I don't want people to think this guy is crazy laughing on the street. I really want to laugh and I laugh quite quietly. I laugh quietly because I don't want people to think that this guy is crazy. Especially if my patient drive by there, see this neurosurgeon laughing on the street. He will think that I'm crazy. But you know, at the same time, God told me, I'm so happy. The laughter inside my tummy is the laughter from heaven, that I'm so happy that my children come even raining and passing the gospel, the Christian track, and reach out to the lost. And God is so happy inside me, and I want to laugh. God, that is worship. Worship is not just singing a slow song. Amen. Worship means you're giving your life, your whole body, to make God enjoy you. It's about dedication. It's about falling in love with God. Amen. One thing I want to do in my life regarding my wife is this. I want to make sure that she knows and she knows she knows that I love her only. I'm talking about woman, wise. I love only one woman. And she can enjoy that my husband only loves me and cares for me. I have no eyes on other ladies. I have no feeling with other ladies. No feeling, no eyes, only with her. All these years. And Da enjoys it. Da enjoys that relationship. The same thing with God. If you love money more than God, in fact, I tell you the truth. One of the reasons I want everyone to be touched by the fire of God. Because it's very addicting. I'm very addicted, like Moses. You remember Moses? All the Israelites wanted to go after the promised land. And after facing difficulty, they want to go back to Egypt. But what Moses said, if your glory, your presence does not go with me, I'm not going to the promised land. I want the promiser. I want the presence of God. He, after at the burning bush, he was so addicted to the glory of God. I tell you, you have a pastor who's addicted to the presence of God. And when you are so overwhelmed and addicted to the presence of God, nothing else in the world means nothing. I mean, I don't care about material, even though God blessed me financially. Even though we have food to eat, we have all the things that we need, but I look at those things. Today, I was standing in my restroom to brush my teeth, look at all the things on my table. I never used this. Too many things on this table. Why we have? And we never used for 10 years. I'd rather go to church, have the presence of God. I don't care about this stuff. You know what I'm talking about. You're so addicted to the presence of God. And then everything in the world is so meaningless. It's just rubbish. Your diploma, your everything else, the presence of God is like people, you know, heroin. What? Drugs are the counterfeit of the presence of God. People addicted to heroin or smoking or alcohol, you should be addicted to the presence of God. Amen. That's why you should be touched by God more and more. So the more you get touched by God, the more you say, I want to go back to the prayer line. It's like, I'm going to go to Disney World in a few weeks. And I know that sometimes people love that, you know, right? And then when you sit in the ride, like, what's going to happen to me? So when you get in the ride, you come down, I need to get in the line again. It's fun. You get addicted to that roller coaster. The same thing. You come into the prayer line, you feel, what's going to happen to me? But when you get touched, you walk out, I need to come back to the prayer line again because it's so good to be touched by the presence of God. Amen. That's worship. You fall in love with God. You make God enjoy you. I want God to enjoy me. Amen. Giving your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give glory to Him. Every activity you do. The way you talk to your wife, Victor. There are many Victors here. The way you talk to your wife, do you make God happy with you? Or you yell at her, honey, cook, feed me. I don't think God will be happy. You need to speak to her with respect. Amen.
Treat her with respect. Love her. Amen. Remember this. Everything you do that make God smile is worship. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number three. Is that right? Oh, number four. We bring glory to God by serving others with our gifts. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 to 11, as each one has received a gift, minister to it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, some of you speak a lot. That's why the Bible says speak. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. Some people in the church don't speak at all, just do. Some people just... If anyone minister, this is the one that just do, minister. Let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified. Everyone say glorified. Glorify. Amen. Whatever God gives to you, use it to bless other people. My dear brother and sister, God gave me the gift of teaching not to make money. Not to make money, not to bless myself, not to be reputable. No, I use the gift of teaching to bless people. My goal of serving God is not for finances at all. Amen? I want people to be blessed and God will take care of my finances. God will take care of me. I don't have to worry about it. The attitude is not for money. My attitude is to bless other people, whatever gift you have. I heard that Estella has the gift of healing. Use it. Amen. Pray for people when they're sick. You walk around the church and hospital too, if you can. You know, and then you just see anybody sick, say, can I pray for you? You know, just use your gift. We don't mind that. I mean, definitely during the laying on of hand, during that time, we don't want everyone to lay hand on one another because we want to respect the minister. But personally, you can pray for one another, lay hand on one another. But during the service, we don't want anyone sneak in here and lay hand on the member because everyone lay hand on each other. I don't believe in public laying on of hand that everyone lay hand on one another. It's dangerous because you can impart. So if the witchcraft man walk in here and he just start to lay hand on your kids, you're in trouble. So that's why we don't allow public laying on of hand in the meeting to protect our kids and our new believers. Amen. Amen. But personally, you know Estella. Estella prayed for you. You say, please pray for me. Actually, two Sundays ago, Ron and Kitty, I developed Bell palsy. You may not know. I have weakness on my face after I came back from Thailand. Ron and Jeannie came to me and said, can I pray for you, Pastor? I said, please lay hand on me. And they prayed and I got better. God healed me. Amen. So it's okay to pray for one another in the church. But we don't want to have a public laying on of hand on one another everywhere. We use your gift. Amen. Find out your talents. If you are good in car repairing car, help somebody that car broke down. If you are good in English, help your pastor to correct English for me. Correct the lesson. If you're good in typing, help me type. Brian is good in sound system. He has $10,000 system in his house. He helped me to make CD very good. I bug him all the time now. I call him all the time to get this for me. I want this out soon to send to Thailand. Amen. We serve one another. Amen. You go to care group. Go to serve. Don't be just a partaker, but be a server. Amen. Use your gift. Serve one another. We would like to see everyone in the church get involved in serving. Do something. Don't just come to church to take or to be blessed, but serve. Our children program need a lot of teachers. Our youth program need a lot of workers. Our camp team need people to help them. I'm very impressed with Bangkok Church, the Rivers of Life. When I lay hand on people, they take turns to get up and catch people. One person fall down, the next person come up and catch. They take turn to catch, and sometimes the catcher fall too. When the anointing is so strong, I walk to both the catcher and the person who stand fall, both of them fall down. You know, it's funny. And you know, one thing I want to see in our church. I pray to God this morning, Pastor Da heard that. I saw the anointing at the fire of God touch kids in Rivers of Life Church in Bangkok. All the kids just roll over the floor, touched by God, laugh in the Holy Spirit. Only 7 years old, 5 years old. I said, God, this is not fair. You do this for Rivers of Life, but our own church, I haven't seen the kids touched by God. I want to one day pull all the kids out and pray for them, and God will touch them like touch the adult. Amen. And then you know what God spoke to me. How many people want to see God touch our kids? I believe that if God touch our kids, they will never leave their life for the world. They will grow up to be a preacher, pastor, missionaries. They're going to be on fire for God. Amen. But you know what God spoke to me this morning after I prayed? He said, the parents need to set good example to them. Amen. The reason the kids in Rivers of Life Church got touched by God, because all the parents in that church are hungry for the touch of God. So the kids watch them. Watch the parents. Did I tell you the story that, you know, one couple named Jimmy and Boom, they came out to be prayed for all the time, and the 18 months old daughter usually run around in the church. She came, because I didn't lay hand on 18 months old, she came to my leg and hold on to my leg like this for 20 minutes under the presence of God and never move. And the parent, what happened? This kid always run around. And even back home, still under the power of God, still quiet, drunk in the Holy Spirit. 18 months old, drunk in the Holy Spirit, still quiet for the whole night, which is unusual. Why? Because she, 18 months old kid, saw the parents seeking the anointing. You know, your kids will follow your footsteps. We need to start from the parents. And I pray, God, one day, God going to touch Jonathan. God going to touch, you know, Sarah. God going to touch all the young people. They're going to grow up, be on fire, better than our generation. Amen. We serve one another. Why I go that direction, I don't know. Okay, next one. Last one. We bring glory to God by telling others about Him. Amen. I'm so glad I was able to go to downtown yesterday, Chinatown. Amen. Yesterday, we had a birthday party for somebody, and we went there, and we invited non-believer. But we all talked to this non-believer, tried to invite them to come to our Easter service. We all love, show love. We want to reach out. We want to tell people about Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15. For all things are for your sakes. That grace, having spread through the many. Does grace spread to you? How many people get the grace of God in your life? Amen. May cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Whenever the gospel touches people, when the gospel is received by people, the grace of God go there and bring the glory to God. So that's why God talked to me 2 weeks ago. He said like this, tell my church, it's a time now that we're going to have to do something out of the four walls of the church. Pray to me that I will tell you direction exactly where we're going to go to do outreach on a regular basis. I don't know yet. I want God to tell me where we're gonna go. Maybe we should hire a room in University of Washington. Maybe Seattle U, and go there every week. We don't run the care group there like a typical care group. We're gonna go there and just preach the gospel, put up free dinner. Everyone can come and eat, and we share the gospel. Every single Friday, we're gonna share the gospel with the student. For example, this is example. Whatever God speak to us at Seattle U. Maybe we go to certain place and just go to downtown, feed the poor, and every week we feed the poor and we preach the gospel. God said, go out of your wall and start to tell people about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to go out. We need to tell people, invite people to tell them about Jesus Christ. Reach out to the lost. Amen. That's the way to show glory, to give glory to God. Every time one person accepts Christ, we give glory to God, because we snatch a person out of the kingdom of darkness and put him or her in the kingdom of God. Amen. We help each other. Amen. Amen. Some of you may be too busy to go. That's okay. I understand your business people, but you can support. You can give money. Amen. More than tithe. You say, you know, I give tithe already, but Pastor Lau fly to Thailand. I'm going to help him to fly. I'm going to put this money in a mission fund so that he can go and preach the gospel in Thailand. Or some of you may say, who? This group of people going to go to downtown to preach the gospel, to feed food to the poor. I don't have time. I'm busy. I'm a businessman. But I can give money. I want to give $5,000 so that you can buy food. We don't need to dig into the budget of the church. We just give money to the poor. Go, you know, some group of people may want to go to a nursing home and preach the gospel. I heard that Tina has reached out to two old Chinese lady, and they both, not lady, one man and one lady, and they both accepted Christ. She sent them to the Chinese church. Thank God. You know, we need to do that. We need to reach out to people. And open. I thank God that you opened your shop for evangelism, Jonathan and Joanne. Amen. We need to go out and do outreach together. I pray that we're going to have a team of people in the church that we're going to do outreach outside the four walls of the church. And these people can go, and we don't run the care group there, not care group. This is outreach. Feed them, preach to them, sing song, preach. Pray for them, whatever, you know, God gonna give us wisdom. God gonna give us direction. We want to go to every school if possible to feed food to the kids. Maybe go to some inner city that the kids have no parents, very poor, and we just go there. I just give you the idea. Whatever God speak to us, we need to get direction from God. But we need to go out from the four wall of the church and reach to the lost. Amen. How many people agree with me? That we need to do that. Amen. Will you live for God? I want to end this sermon by saying this. If you want to live your life for the glory of God, you may require, or God may require you to change your priorities, your schedule, your relationships, and everything else. Priorities. Before I became a pastor, my priority is to travel when I become rich. I want to travel all over the world. My friend, my doctor's friend, always travel 2 to 3 weeks at a time to Europe, to Italy, to many places. Pastor Dan and I never been able to leave this city for more than 5 to 7 days. Why? Because our priority is not traveling and having fun. Our priority is to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. Our schedule change. Our relationship change. And not only that, I want to tell you, if you want to live your life for the glory of God, it may mean the path that you choose is not easy. Look at what Jesus said in John chapter 12, 27 to 28. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. What is the purpose? Die on the cross. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Amen. Jesus chose the road of suffering to give glory to God. I want to let you know that if you want to live your life to give glory to God, it may not be a rosy road all the time. You may go through hardships like Jesus. But the Bible says in verse 25, he who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. I want to let you know that in choosing to give glory to God, you may go through suffering. You may go through something you don't like. Rejection, persecution. But the rewards in heaven, the reward from God will be greater. Amen. And if you make that decision, you say, God, I want to live my life for the glory of God. What can I do? I'm a weak Christian. I don't know what to do. I'm not good enough to do that. I want to tell you the promise in the Bible. He said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. My dear brothers and sisters, you make decision first. If you make decision to live your life for the glory of God, you step out of the boat. God will give you the power to do it. Amen. You don't need to do it by yourself. Thank God for the helper. Thank God for the comforter. Amen. The Holy Spirit in you will help you to live your life for the glory of God. It's to walk with God is like a co-labor. You make decision, you yield, and God gives you the power to do it. It's not just one man show. It's kind of co-labor. You and God do it together. You make decision, you yield, you step out of the boat, and God make you walk on the water. Amen. So you need to make that decision. Let me ask this question. Do you want to live your life for the glory of God? Will you use your gift to bless others? Will you use from now on your life to bring the lost into the kingdom? Will you make a decision to love John? John Wilde. You make a decision to love John Wilde. You make the decision to become more and more like Christ. Do you make a decision to make God enjoy you and smile at you? Amen. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, Lord, for your word. We want to live our life for your glory. We want to bless you. Lord, you deserve all the glory. Because you created everything. Everything belongs to you. And we were created for your glory, Lord. Therefore, Lord, this teaching reminds us that we need to do everything in our life to give you all the glory and honor, Lord. Lord, help those who listen to this CD too, Lord, and internet, that they will not just listen and receive as a head knowledge, but it will bring change, transformation of the soul and spirit, the lifestyle, the priorities, schedule, relationship, everything, so that their life will give glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to ask one quick question. The first step to give glory to God is to give your life to Jesus Christ. If some of you here never give your life to Jesus, I want to encourage you to do so. The Bible says like this, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Any one of you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you, young or old. It's very simple. Just make a decision that I am a sinner. I need God's forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. And he forgave my sin. He cleanses me. And I want from now on to become a child of God. It's very simple. If you want to do that, I'd like to encourage you to stand up and say, God, today I give my life to you. I don't know who is non-believer in this room who never give your life to Jesus. I just have to give this invitation. Anyone that want to do that, could you please stand up? Stand up and say, God, I want to give my life to you. Don't be shy. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. And you say that I'm not sure that I'm a child of God. Maybe you have come to church, but you're not sure. But today you want to give your life to God. You just stand up to be sure your name will be recorded in the book of life. Stand up. Don't be shy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stand up. Give your life to Jesus. Jesus loved you. He wants to bless you. Give your life to Jesus. Anyone else? Stand up. Very simple. Don't be shy. Anyone else want to give your life to Jesus? Jesus said that if you acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. To stand up to show that I accept God before public. I am not ashamed of the name of Jesus. I am not ashamed of the name of Jesus. Stand up, please. Hallelujah. If you have backslid have turned away from God. You accepted Christ long time ago, but now you don't live your life for Jesus. You just live for your own life. And you say, God, I want to come back home. I want to serve you from now on. I want to live my life to give glory to you. Stand up too. You say, I have backslidden. I want to come back to God. Stand up. Stand up. I want to give my life to Jesus, back to you. I want to serve you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stand up. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why don't you pray with me, those who stand up? Pray with me. Father in heaven, follow me. Father in heaven, I give my life to you. I proclaim and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He is my Lord and Savior. From today on, I want to live my life for your glory. Please forgive my sin. Jesus, make my life to be your dwelling place. Come into my life, Lord, right now. I give my life to you. Cleanse me. Give me a new heart. Give me a new spirit. From today on, I want to serve you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you give me one more minute? God told me and I forgot. I'd like to pray for, ask Pastor Da to pray for those who are pregnant. If you know anyone who's pregnant, that out there, maybe call them into. Anyone who's pregnant right now, I'd like to pray for you. Pregnant ladies, come out here. Pregnant ladies, come out here. I saw Jocelyn this morning. Get Jocelyn here. Pastor Da, you know, when Mary and Elizabeth came together, the Spirit of God came upon them. The anointing was upon them since the baby was in the womb. So we're going to pray by faith that the anointing of God will be upon their life. Amen. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, I'd like to pray for the pregnant ladies. That God's anointing will be upon you, upon your baby. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lay hand. Lay hand one by one. Go ahead, lay hand. Lift up our hand to bless them. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Feel.
Touch your baby, Lord.
Anointing. Touch. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless them, Father. Bless them, Father. Bless them with anointing. Live in the inside. Live. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.